Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Unit at Rabin Medical Center.
After Israel, President Trump travels to Egypt for an international summit with more than 20 world leaders. They will discuss how to turn the first phase of the ceasefire into a permanent peace. Among the topics, how Hamas will disarm and who will be responsible for rebuilding, securing, and governing Gaza.
President Trump also meeting with hostage families in Tel Aviv and addressing the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. While traveling on Air Force One Sunday, President Trump with a warning to Russia about its war in Ukraine, saying he may send long-range Tomahawk missiles if Moscow doesn't settle the war soon. He says he talked about those missiles on the phone with Ukraine's President Zelensky earlier. This is ABC News. A number one that falls short among moviegoers this past weekend.
This is the end of mankind.
Tron: Ares powered up the weekend movie box office grid on top, but Disney's third entry in the sci-fi franchise fell short of expectations. Despite some favorable reviews, the film starring Jared Leto, Greta Lee, and Jeff Bridges earned $35.5 million in North America. It's a ComScore estimate Sunday.
The escaped convict known as the Roofman.
Roofman, starring Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst in a blue-collar dramedy, opened in second place with $8 million. One battle after another was third, and Gabby's Dollhouse fourth.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The remnants of Typhoon Halong in the Pacific has brought massive flooding to the western ranges of Alaska in the last 24 hours. Coast Guard, Alaska State Troopers, and Alaska's Air National Guard aiding in the rescue effort. There were reports that multiple homes were swept away. At least 34 people have been rescued. Officials say three people remain unaccounted for. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high temperature today will be at around 72 degrees. Sprinkles early and then gradual clearing and mild. West to northwest winds around 10 miles per hour expected today. Clear to partly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 41. Tuesday cooler and turning overcast with a 50% chance of light rain in the afternoon, a high of 62. Tuesday night, occasional light rain and a low of 45. Wednesday, maybe some drizzle early, a few peaks of sun later, and a high of 58. Thursday, 68 with showers possible, and Friday, 73 with possibility of a thunderstorm. Right now in WRCO, after this morning, 3/100ths of an inch of rain. We've been as warm as 60, as low as cool as 53. Right now it is 54 degrees. That's weather for today, Monday, October 13th. And that leads us to the official start of the broadcast day today.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we've watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
sorrow.
The Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet, and Only One Step More. Before that, our national anthem, performed by the group Ricochet. Hello, friends. It's time for us to get together today, Monday, October 13th. We trust it was a good weekend for you. It was a nice weekend weather-wise, and a good opportunity to get a lot of things in and done, and it looks like more of the same this week. So our fall is really starting out to be pretty nice, that's for sure. And just still not really into the heart of leaf viewing. I mean, it's there. It's good. Some trees have lost their leaves, but there's still a lot of green in the hills. And so another good week in southwest Wisconsin as we somehow unbelievably approach the middle of October. Let's get going here today. We got to get those chores started. Here's Tennessee Ernie Ford on the Milk House Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama line. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. You see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
I threw away the picture of those better
Conway Twitty on WRCO, Light in the Mail Cow Show today. A couple of blood drives going on in the area. A Red Cross blood drive at the Reedsburg campus coming up today from 10:30 until 4. And also at Laval Fire Department today from 1 until 6. For an appointment at either of these or any of the upcoming blood drives, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Weston High School Volleyball will host Pink Out the Gym coming up tonight. JV will play at 6, varsity at 7:15. A distinguished alumni plaque dedication will be held at 7. The evening also includes concessions and a 50-50 raffle with all donations going to Grace. That's tonight at Weston Schools. Those reminders from our community calendar. It was a pretty good weekend for Wisconsin sports. All but one glaring blemish, the Badger football game, but otherwise, yeah, pretty good weekend for sports. We'll check the scoreboard. Come up!
Well, there she goes, walking away. I wish her well. There she goes, wish she'd stayed. And I wish her well. And I hope and pray sometimes that she'll come back, change her mind, oh, love her more than tongue can tell. There she goes, and I wish her well. Yes, I miss her so. Good and walking away.
Walking away.
I wish her well.
Wish you well.
Oh yes I do. Lost my world.
Lost my world.
My everything.
Everything.
I wish her well.
Wish her well.
And I hope someday she finds the love she wants.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber Smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of the Cross, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Town Taxi, Richland Center's only locally owned and operated public transportation service, is the home of the Free Ride Fund. The Free Ride Fund is about giving back, and you can help today. Giving back in the form of transportation. That's right, we offer free healthcare transportation to those in need, giving our senior and disabled residents the freedom to spend their money on more enjoyable things. If you or your organization would like to help, call 608-647-3114 today. Town Taxi, keeping RC on the move.
Move.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It was quite a weekend for sports, and yesterday the Packers picked up a big victory and had to kind of fight off a comeback from Joe Flacco and the Bengals. Josh Jacobs rushed for 2 touchdowns, and the Packers held off Cincinnati for a 27-18 victory in Joe Flacco's Bengals debut. Jacobs had a 3-yard touchdown run in the second quarter and opened the fourth by scoring on a 14-yard burst up the middle. Jordan Love was 19 of 26 for 259 yards and an interception and a 19-yard touchdown pass to Tucker Kraft. Lucas Havrisik sealed the win by making the second of his 2 field goals, a 39-yarder with a minute 52 remaining. Elsewhere yesterday in the NFL, Denver edged the Jets 13-11, Carolina 30, Dallas 27, Indianapolis 31-27 over Arizona, the Chargers 29, Miami 27, Rams 17, Baltimore 3, New England 25, New Orleans 19, Pittsburgh 23, Cleveland 9, Seattle 20-12 over Jacksonville, Las Vegas beat Tennessee 20-10, Tampa Bay 30, and San Francisco 19. And Kansas City got by Detroit last night 30-17 in the Sunday night game. Among the games going on tonight, 2 NFL games, Buffalo at Atlanta and Chicago at Washington. Yesterday in the American League playoffs, it was Seattle taking the first step toward the World Series with a 3-1 win against Toronto. The Brewers play tonight after an exciting win over Chicago in a do-or-die game on Saturday night. The Dodgers play at the Brewers 8 minutes after 7, first pitch time tonight, and Seattle plays game number 2 at Toronto. Yesterday in the NHL, Washington edged the New York Rangers 1-0, and that's a cap on sports today.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
It is 5:21, 54 degrees, 3/100ths of an inch of rain this morning early on. It is time now for the Aerobic Polka, which is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, brace yourselves. Here we go. A 1 and a 2 and a... Thank you. Thank you. That's called the Bayou Polka with Queen Ida featuring Al Lewis. A little Zydeco and polka blended together right there. Whew, that was a lively one. That worked off, maybe a half a calorie from what I indulged in over the weekend. Here's Willie Nelson.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone, though our friendship ceases from now on. And if you can't say anything that's nice, it's better not to talk at all, is my advice. Parting, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. And it makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Talk about me when I'm gone, though our friendship ceases from now on. And if you can't say anything that's nice, it's better not to talk at all, is my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. And it makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
She thinks I still care just because I ask a friend about her. Just because I somewhere, just because I rang her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care. Just because I haunt the same old
George Jones on the Light in the Milk House Show. Sprinkles possible early today, otherwise gradual clearing and mild, a high of 72 expected later on. Right now we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 54 at WRCO. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The head of the American Soybean Association says the escalation of trade tensions with China is concerning. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Did you know that Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels per acre across over 18,000 comparisons? Plant PowerCore Enlist corn and have your best year with Pioneer. First, the American Farm Bureau Federation says it's going to take more than emergency aid to help farmers dealing with the extreme economic pressures. In a letter to Congress and President Trump sent Friday, President Zippy Duvall lists several solutions, including fair and enforceable trade agreements, passing biofuels policy, and enforcing laws and regulations that protect competition. Duvall thanked the president for the continued support and said robust bridge payments for farmers need to be made before the end of the calendar year to help farmers. The head of the American Soybean Association says the escalation of trade tensions with China is concerning. Steve Sensky says an announcement from President Trump that he intended to cancel the upcoming meeting with the Chinese president came as a surprise.
Just last week, the president posted on Truth Social that that was his intent, was to get a deal on soybeans with President Xi and with China at the end of the month when they meet.
Sensky says the latest announcement is a setback in resuming trade between the two countries and underscores the importance of diversifying export markets for soybeans. He tells Brownfield, China historically imports more U.S. soybeans than the rest of the world combined. Sensky says increasing domestic demand also has to be a part of the solution, which means the Trump administration needs to finalize renewable fuel volume obligations. An economist says the farmers waiting for an ag risk coverage payment on last year's crops will likely have to wait for the check. Pat Westhoff with the University of Missouri's Food and Ag Policy Research Institute tells Brownfield the government shutdown is slowing down those payments.
Until there's an end to the shutdown, we will not have those payments in farmers' hands.
Westhoff says ARC and PLC payments normally go out in early October for the previous year's losses, but there won't be a lot of insurance payments going out to farmers this time.
If you're a Midwestern producer with corn, soybeans, or wheat, and you chose the price loss coverage program, you weren't going to get a payment anyway. But if you did sign up for ARC and you happen to be in a county where your county yield was a bit less than, you know, what might have been in some past years, there might have been an ARC payment coming your direction.
Westhoff says the government shutdown is also making it challenging for economists like him who provide research on government data and reports. A central Wisconsin deer farm has a newly confirmed case of chronic wasting disease. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection did not name the farm, but says it is in Portage County, where there are two licensed deer farms. That positive test came from a three-year-old buck. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
A season is full of numbers. 21 days scouting fields, 168 hours in the cab, 540 cups of coffee consumed. At Golden Harvest, we know your most important number doesn't just happen. Every result is built by putting in the work and making the right calls with a partner who knows your acres. See how it all adds up beyond the bushels at goldenharvestseeds.com/harvest.
Both
calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold May to $11.20 and beef crossbred calves $10 to $14.40. Slaughter cows sold from $119 to $150, bulls $150 to $181. At last Friday's feeder sale, the markets were active in all classes of livestock. The lightweight 350 to 500 pound beef calves sold from $350 to $525. Colored yearlings $260 to $315. The lightweight Holstein steers weighing 350 to 5 range from 3.25 to 422.50, with the 6 to 800 pound Holsteins 250 to 307.50. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, October 17th. Several sets of beef calves are already consigned, along with yearlings and Holstein steers. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim if you have questions or wish to get your cattle on our sales list. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market serving the farmers of our area.
A light round of direct cash cattle business on Friday, and cash hogs ended the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It took all week for direct cash cattle business to get underway. There was a light trade reported on Friday. It was mostly in the north, with deals marked at $362 stress. That is $2 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Any business in the south was slow to be reported. At the Herod Livestock Market in South Dakota, steers 850 to 949 pounds were $3 to $6 higher. Steers 950 to 999 pounds were $6 to $10 higher. Heifers were not well compared. The USDA says a large offering of yearlings sold in mostly strings and loads with a handful of packages. Demand was good to very good, and most of the cattle came off grass. The market overall was active. The entire feeder supply weighed more than 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 877 to 889 pounds, were up $375.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 807 to 840 pounds, were up $336 to $357. Boxed beef closed higher with good demand for a solid offering. Choice was up 35 cents at $365.57. Select was 206 higher at $346.39. Estimated cattle slaughter was 91,000 head. Cash hogs closed mixed with a moderate negotiated run. The cash hog market continues to struggle with consistency. The market remains driven by demand overall, but there are lingering concerns and questions about global demand for U.S. pork because information hasn't been readily available as the partial government shutdown continues. Domestic demand has benefited likely because pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 7 cents with a weighted average of 96.4. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 96.43. The Western Corn Belt was 45 cents lower with a weighted average of 96.42. Pork values into the day higher, up $1.78 at 104.42. Butts were sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 478,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, watching direct business develop. Boxed beef was higher during the session, and lean hog futures ended the day lower on technical weakness. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Direct cattle trade in the north Friday was mostly at 362 dressed. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn were lower on harvest pressure. November beans were down 15 and a half at 10.06 and three quarters. January was 15 and a quarter lower at 10.23 and a quarter. December corn was down 5 and a quarter at 4.13, and March was 5 lower at 4.29. Live and feeder cattle were up, with box beef higher at midday, watching that direct trade develop. December live was up 262 at 242.52, and February was 2 higher at 245.40. November feeder cattle were $1.85 higher at 375.90. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and questions about sustained demand. December lean was 32 lower at 84.02, and February was down 37 at 86.30. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The renewable fuels community is pumped about E15 in California. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com. A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. California has approved the sale of E15 blended gasoline. It was the last state in the U.S. to do so, and it came around the same time that Derek Piney was elected chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association.
What a great outcome to get unanimous votes all the way through the process and then have the governor sign off on it. And this is a big deal for our industry and a great, great accomplishment. And it tells you that not only the legislators in California want it, but clearly, the consumers in California want it.
While E15 sales are allowed now in all 50 states, many still prohibit summertime use. Piney says that's also on the agenda.
With RFA, the number one priority has been E15 for year-round for nationwide, and this is a big step. We'll put a lot of pressure, hopefully, on the U.S. Congress to be able to do something that California has done very clearly and actually pretty quickly once they got started on it.
Piney says public support is pushing in this direction.
RFA polling shows that the public supports 67% of voters have a favorable view of ethanol, and 74% see renewable fuels as the key to energy independence.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
An economist says the government shutdown impacts farmers in different ways. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Dr. Leonard Paul Zien with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield that as the shutdown continues, reports will not be coming out on time, affecting marketing and management decisions. His other concern is when enrollment periods for USDA programs will open through NRCS and the Farm Service Agency.
Think of, say, the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. You know, historically, there was, at least depending on the farm bill cycle that we're in, historically that kind of happened in this time of year. So that October-November time period is when we would see the announcement of enrollment dates.
Paul Zien says without a farm bill and without a functioning government, many farmers are delaying decisions while awaiting data. When the government does reopen, Paul Zien says farmers should not expect services to be back to normal on day one.
That backlog of things will continue, and you know there's going to have to be a period of catch-up for them as well.
Paul Zien says the timing of the government shutdown is probably less impactful to farmers in the fall since they don't have to make planting decisions yet. He says a prolonged shutdown could hurt food assistance efforts if funding reserves run out for programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and the Women, Infants, and Children Program. And that would have a trickle-down effect on farmers since products would not be moving to those consumers. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a half cent to 63.5, two sales there. 40-pound cheese blocks down 6 cents to 170, one sale. Cheese barrels dropped 3 cents to 171, no sales there. Butter prices went up a quarter of a cent to 160.5, 12 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk dropped 0.75 cents to 112.75 with one sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
A high of 72 expected for today. Gradual clearing and mild conditions. West and northwest winds around 10. Tonight clear to partly cloudy and cool, a low of 41. Tuesday 62 with a 50% chance of light rain in the afternoon. And Wednesday maybe some drizzle early, a few peaks of sun, and a high of 58. In Richland Center, 3/100ths of an inch of rain thus far on the day, and we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 54 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO.
I heard the front door closing softly as I waken from my sleep. With the last touch of her lips, Lord, like a whisper on my cheek. Still feel warm, Lord.
Yeah? Huh? Now, this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail hanging down, wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. It gon' make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a wop, baby, that's what I like.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
Well, I what?
Hello.
Do I what?
Hello.
Well, I what? Can't never tell, baby. How am I? But honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A big gun and a waffle, a giggle and a talk. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. Feel real loose like a long big goose. Like a, oh, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8 and don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby. You know what Jerry Lee likes. Chantilly, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down, a wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. Oh, it makes the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. I spend my doggone money. I'm feeling real loose like a long day goose. Like a, wow, baby, that's what I like. Woo! Honey, you turn me up on this telephone. I swear I don't know what in the world I'm gonna do with you. You yapping, 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 yapping. When you break it all down, you know what I like.
Chantilly,
chantilly. A wiggle and a walker, a giggle and a doggy, to the nigga, 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 to the world will rise. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny. I spend my money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a, what, baby, that's...
Hello, Jerry Lee Lewis. Hello, Hank.
Good morning.
Everybody assembling here with Chantilly Lace. We're going to be up next with weather. Old Tony's checking in to see how it looks for this coming week as we approach the middle of October.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This Wednesday is sale day at Richland Center Livestock Auction. Make plans to be there Wednesday, October 15th at 11:30 a.m. coming from Vernon County. 19 head of dairy heifers from a colored milking herd that was dispersed here last year. You'll find Swiss, red and white, Jersey, Ayrshire, and milking shorthorn breeding and crosses, all AI bred and headlock adapted. They're 8 bred springing, 4 shortbred, 7 open heifers ready to breed, plus a red and white lineback dry cow included. Breeding dates and sires are provided. These are nice, well-managed cattle. That's just part of the lineup. There'll be fresh cows, 2-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss out. Join the crowd this Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. for another big dairy sale at Richland Center Livestock Auction.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we had a band of light rain move through overnight with small amounts, generally under 1/10 of an inch in most of the area. That is shifting away, and we should see some sun break out by late morning as high pressure builds in from the northwest, making for a very pleasant Monday afternoon with mild temperatures. Cooler air will infiltrate tonight and tomorrow, though, getting us back to normal. Now, tomorrow, another weak weather system sliding in from the west should bring us a couple of scattered light showers by the afternoon, continuing into tomorrow night. Some places could see about 1/10 or 2/10 of an inch. Behind that, generally dry weather Wednesday, and then we'll see another system approach the area late in the week. That'll bring in some warmer temperatures with gusty south winds, but also a chance of scattered showers. The most widespread activity expected on Friday night. Things will cool down a little bit for next weekend as well. Here's that forecast for today. Sprinkles possible early in eastern areas. Otherwise, gradual clearing and mild with a high near 72. West to northwest wind up to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cool with a low at 41 degrees. Tomorrow should be cooler as well with skies turning cloudy. 50% chance of light rain in the afternoon. High near 62. Northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, some occasional light rain expected, low in the mid-40s. Wednesday, maybe some drizzle early, then some peaks of sun developing later on, high in the upper 50s. Heading into Thursday, mostly cloudy and warmer. Isolated showers are possible. Low 47 with a high of 68. Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild. Spotty showers during the day, then more widespread at night. Perhaps a thunderstorm. Low 54, high 73. And Saturday, cooler with a few showers possible early, high 64. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, 54 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 71. The record high for October 13th, 88 in 1975. Record low, 18 in 1988. Last year's high, 55, and the low, 34. Sunset will happen at 6:22 this evening. Sunrise time will be happening this morning around 7:13. So we still have well over an hour of darkness yet this morning. Northwest winds at 1 to 2 miles per hour. Barometer at 29.88 is on the rise. We did pick up 3/100 of an inch of rain early this morning. And right now with cloudy skies, we're up a degree from the overnight low. It is 54.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at 4PeteSake.com. That's the number 4PeteSake.com. By mail at 4Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where ABC News is next. It is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Joy for the friends and relatives of hostage Elkanah Bobot. These sounds from the hostage release forum. He was one of the 20 living hostages freed by Hamas, and that means that all living Israeli hostages have been released after 2 years in captivity. Meanwhile, two Red Cross buses carrying Palestinian prisoners have left a prison in Israel. All of this, the first phase of the ceasefire agreement brokered by President Trump, who was set to address the Israeli parliament, then co-chair a peace summit in Egypt about the future of the region. Both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas will be there. ABC security contributor Steve Hill says long-term,
the big threat now that the international community is going to be concerned on is what